Are you putting too much emphasis on new technology instead of the people that make it happen? Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
They returned to town yesterday, and the Senate got down to business on debates over the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. But there's so much more business before both chambers. Here with an update, Bloomberg Government Editorial Director Lauren Duggan. And Lauren, is anything to be thought of besides Kavanaugh? I guess there's a lot to do.
There is a lot to do, and Kavanaugh certainly gets a lot of the airtime and a lot of the focus this week, but both chambers are also in session. There's a lot of other committee events, including markups and off-the-floor discussions on some of the important legislation that House and Senate leaders need to wrap up, especially before the September 30th deadline that's right around the corner.
Now, the president last week famously imposed the pay freeze for 2019. The Senate's appropriations bill for general government includes a pay raise. The House's does not. Any notion of whether the House will reconsider that one, go along with the Senate, and override the pay freeze?
Well, some of the House members are already talking about looking for a vehicle to do that. One name in particular that's come up is Barbara Comstock. She's a Republican, represents a Virginia suburban district from Washington, D.C. Obviously, a lot of federal workers in her district. She said she's going to fight to get a vote sometime this month on that. There may be multiple opportunities with multiple appropriations bills or packages moving to try and get that language inserted in somewhere. She'll obviously have backing from a number of Democrats, including the local Maryland and D.C. and Virginia representatives, but also people from around the country who have federal workers in their district. So she's also raised the prospect of, you know, this affects not only the Washington staff that I think most people think of naturally when you talk about federal workers, but also people across the country, including Border Patrol and ICE workers around the country. So I think we may see a vote. We may see action on that. But whether they succeed in overriding what the president wants to do, that there's still a little work to be done on that.
I guess maybe someone should map the numbers of federal employees across the close races in the fall. Maybe that'll give us an idea of what certain House members might do.
It certainly could. And, you know, Ms. Comstock is one of the closest races, and that's one that certainly all the race watchers have on their list. So.
And what else? Appropriations bills are somewhat done, but they still have a long way to go on that front.
Right. We start September with the House having done 6 bills and the Senate 9. There's 3 packages of bills that are floating around and where most of the focus will be. House leaders say if it's ready by the end of the week, they'll bring one package combining the energy and water, military construction, VA, and legislative branch bills to the floor. There's also a vote to set up the formal conference on the bill that on the House side had defense spending, but on the Senate side had defense spending and the labor HHS education bill. So if that package were to move, that's a lot of the discretionary spending. And then there's a third package that's floating around that had 2 bills out of the House and 4 out of the Senate, and lawmakers behind the scenes will be working to see how far they can get with those. The goal here is to send as many of the full year bills to the president as possible by September 30th, and then use a continuing resolution for the rest. 3 bills have had no floor action in either chamber. It seems like those might wait until after September 30th, or maybe even after the election, and that's Homeland, Commerce, Justice, Science, and State Foreign Operations. So, you know, a lot of bills moving here and a lot of different pieces, but progress seems to be the main goal here for House and Senate leaders.
But there is a lot of controversy in Homeland Security funding potential because of the president's desire for that border wall.
Absolutely.
And he's threatened to veto anything that doesn't have it in there. But if it's a CR, then he could credibly sign everything else and keep the government mostly going under regular appropriations with a CR, as you point out, for the rest of it.
Right. And that seems to be the plan that they're working on here. House and Senate leaders don't relish the idea of any shutdown talk and really want to see as much of the government funded with the full year bills or at least a CR. Don't want to have a shutdown before the election because they don't think that bodes well for their chances. So by not touching the Homeland Security bill until November or December when they're back, that sort of sidesteps the issue. And as you say, the CR will keep the government funded, including the Homeland Security Department, even without that bill moving yet.
We're speaking with Bloomberg Government Editorial Director Lauren Duggan. And will the Senate do anything this week besides Kavanaugh on all of that appropriation stuff and anything else they've got to do?
Well, they have nominations for lower courts that they've been working through, which is, again, one of the stories of the last 2 years is the success of President Trump and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushing through all these nominees and nominations to, in a large way, remake the federal bench over time. So there's at least eight more nominations that they're looking at doing this week. The SEC nominee was also up for a debate this week. So they're mostly using their floor time to process other nominations, getting ready for the big nomination, the Kavanaugh nomination, to hit their floor probably sometime later in the month. They also have other bills they'd like to get to, including an opioids package, legislation to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration. So there are other options of things to put on the floor if they get the floor time and agreements to try to move these things along, because they don't want to put something on the floor and have it linger for weeks if they can come to agreement on how to keep the debate short, narrow, and focused on a few issues and then move to the next thing.
The FAA could be sort of like a sleeper cell, because I remember the last time the authorization lapsed for the FAA, a lot of construction stopped, a lot of dollars stopped flowing for airport improvement projects, and there was a big outcry because of it. The FAA sounds routine, but in some sense, it's really not.
It is fairly routine when they can keep it going. If they don't get the big authorization, the longer-term authorization done, they could use the CR to extend the authorization for those programs for 3, 6, 9 months, depending on what they think they would need to get to agreement. Senator Thune, who leads the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, said that he's working with his House counterparts to try to come up with a compromise bill as quickly as they can to try and get the longer-term bill in place, but there is always at least that fallback option of an extension if folks will agree to that.
And in the meantime, again, getting back to Homeland Security and particularly the FEMA component, you've got the wildfires still burning in a lot of areas and what's shaping up to be a busy hurricane season. And so the need for surge capacity and payment for all of the people that FEMA invokes for these incidents, that must should concern Congress, you'd think.
They will be keeping an eye on that, and the wildfires is also a problem for the agriculture and interior departments, which take the lead in fighting the fires and helping to fund those. So the CR would be an opportunity to put more money into those accounts if it's necessary, and that could be extra money for the disaster relief fund at FEMA if it's needed, and then, of course, for the wildfire funds. So I'm sure that appropriators will be working very closely with the administration to make sure they have the resources they need. Anytime there's a continuing resolution, there's always small adjustments that get made across the government to deal with those emergencies and other needs. So I'm sure that's in the mix right now behind the scenes, even if we don't see those discussions right in our faces yet.
Lauren Duggan is editorial director of Bloomberg Government. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.